Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Plenty of time to react about the Cavaliers and the Game 2 debacle collapse. Was it a Pacers comeback? So I think everyone knows where I'm going to go with this. But JP, are you counting the series as over?
No, not in the slightest bit. And I don't know why anybody would right now. We have no idea who's going to be on the court on Friday. One game doesn't go ahead and discount that. And didn't feel like it was the type of game either, Nick, where it's like, again, in 2-0 is very rarely the time you have this. But every now and then you have a game where it's like they took the soul out of that team. Like, there's no coming back from that team. They are dead and it's over. It didn't feel like that. The Cavs' reaction after that game, by all accounts from people that were in the locker room, was not, I guess we lay down and die now. It was, we're excited to play another one.
Yeah, I don't blame fans. If you watch that game and you thought, oh, this is game three of the Miami series, where you were shifting to Miami, you were up 2-0. And Miami, that game two was not a bad performance. And then they came out and they just got whooped from the very first second of game three. That I don't think that's how I'm expecting them to respond in game three. I think the Cavs, I don't know the Cavs are going to win the series. I don't. They're down 2-0. It's fine to have like a significant amount of doubt right now. But the thing I'm certain of is that it's not over. I expect this team. Right. Listen, the Cavs, that was a rougher loss in game one than it was in game two. Because quite frankly, you didn't take game one serious enough. And you got bit. You tried to put all your eggs in the basket into that third quarter and ride it to a game one win. And quite frankly, you got bit by a bad loss. Last night was you ran out of steam. So like, I think emotionally it's a tougher loss in game two because you were up by 7 points and you were up certainly by 14 points going to the fourth quarter. But man, if this Cavs team is who we think they are and who they've been through everything other than like the last two games, they're going to go out there and they're going to get the win on Friday. I'm not guaranteeing a win here. I would be really shocked if they didn't get that win on Friday.
Yeah, and again, it's going to be hard because we don't know who's playing and who isn't playing. There is a reason I checked, by the way. Vegas has the Cavs as 1.5-point favorites for Friday.
Is Vegas just dogging us?
No, I think Vegas genuinely just believes that this Cavs team is a much better team than the Pacers. And even if you take 3 out of the top 5 players in this roster off the court, they still have reason to believe why this team is better.
But I believe if Darius is ready to come back, I think Ty Jerome is going to be a better version of himself. I think if Evan comes back, you're going to have a little bit better spacing, and they're not going to be able to just guard you all the way up. I mean, like, they were aggressive in guarding, and I would say all the time up the court in game one, but they picked you up full court enough times to notice in game one. They were bird-dogging you in game two. I think with Darius, Evan, and DeAndre, or two of those three guys, pick and choose which two it is, I don't think I'm going to be able to bird dog you, even though they are going to be able to taste some home cooking there in Indy.
Well, you can start to play your own game, too. Like, again, the Cavs trying to match pace with pace is what got them so tired in the fourth quarter. When you're trying to play as fast as Indiana constantly does, and then you get to the fourth quarter, and then Donovan looks like, I mean, there was a lot more than just obviously just it being a physical basketball game and what you see in postseason basketball. But it, like, fourth quarter came and they had nothing left.
I do think it's fair to wonder, all right, you've had to rely on Donovan for the first two games so much.
Yeah.
Is this going to take some of the juice out of his legs as this series goes on? But remember, I think there are two times in this series where you have a three-day lapse in between. Like, there's 3 days until from game two to game three, and I think you have another prolonged at the end of this series. So, you know, okay, you felt them out. They felt you out. I actually think Jared Allen is 100% right last night. And this is like the second time I've said this, but he got crap because he said it in a loss. He said something to the effect of, and I'm going to paraphrase it and probably butcher what he said, but he said something to the effect of, I think we figured out how to beat them in game two.
Yeah.
And I think we know the formula going forward. I don't want to say it gets easier from here because the pressure is all on you. It is. There's just no way to look at it any other way.
What do you think that formula is that he was talking about?
I think they found the right match of physicality. I think he was talking more defensively. I think they figured out.
And that's where they look much better.
Yeah, I think they figured out how to slow the pace down. I think they figured out how to add a level of physicality without maybe getting, basically just matching what Indy does instead of trying to overdo what Indy does. And I think if you add another offensive playmaker or two to the mix going into game three, yeah, I think the Cavs are going to strike back in a big way in game three.
Okay,
if we can just get one or two more of those guys back in the court.
What if they don't?
What do you mean?
What if all three guys are off? What's your mentality for game three then?
Can I say it's a must win after I mocked everybody saying it's a must win
yesterday?
I think
we went too hard in the paint with mocking must wins that
that's when they were 0-1. It's totally different now that they're 0-3.
We'd be the right group of people to go ahead and be talking about must win.
But no, I mean, I think, I don't know. Like, the thing that I love and the thing that you hate about the playoffs as well is you just find out. Like, I saw, like, one of the reasons why I just cannot dog the Cavs for the loss, I will agree it was an awful loss. I will agree with a lot of the things that people said. If you want to call it a collapse as opposed to a Pacers comeback, I can meet you there. I can give you that. But I just saw so much heart in game two that I refuse to believe that that's the game that's going to break that team's will. So
it didn't seem like it did. And then all the post-game comments and anyone I talked to that was in the locker room, there was no thought process of it breaking them in any sort of way.
Max Strus looked like he was going to break someone as opposed to being broken by that game.
Max Strus seemed pissed he had to answer questions.
So it's funny. I think he was just still pissed about the game.
I think that was, yeah, for
I
sure
I think
it was
the line. Like,
there wasn't the line of questioning or anything like that. I think he took that game very emotionally, and I think that was okay for him to take it that way.
He had for a guy who's not a... not a superstar player, not a star player. Max Strus had an all-time playoff game in his career.
Well, career, obviously, postseason high for him, and in the type of game where you look at the end of it and you're like, I love this guy.
And
a loss. I don't know that anybody helped themselves out more than Max Strus.
And the last thing that he's going to remember is the inbound pass,
which is insane because I don't even think that's fully on him. I told you before the show. That might be on Atkinson. That might even be on Ty Jerome because you got to set yourself up for a 50-50 ball better than that. But I really don't think that was Max Strus's fault.
And by the way, if that's how Max feels, then I feel even worse for him because I'll tell you, if in the pantheon of what we saw from that dude, I get one bad thing at the end of the game, and I saw one or two bad things at the end of the game, and I saw 100 really great things in the first four. 47 minutes, man, I'll take that. I think it was Daryl that actually said this, which is wild because he said no excuses, where it was, I think, the physical exhaustion. I think they were just so exhausted that it led to mental errors they wouldn't usually make.
That was Daryl that said that, and it's a good read on it, but also you saw, and I thought Greg Anthony made a lot of this on the broadcast. He just kept talking about the idea that the Pacers looked so much quicker and faster in the fourth quarter, and it definitely felt that way.
Yeah, and it's important. Like, both teams went deep in the bench. One team had a pretty healthy bench. Like, I mean, even the Halliburton thing, Halliburton having to get his wrist rewrapped didn't really hurt you because you just didn't have to force him in any key moments where every time, I mean.
We played Okoro 29 minutes.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Minutes, guys. That's really all you have to say.
I'll let it stand there because that's a very good point. 216-474-0092. I was looking Mac dead in the eyes. The primary, the only Isaac Okoro apologist left in town. Where do you want to go here?
Ryan in Geneva.
Ryan in Geneva, is the Cavs series over, Ryan?
Yeah, it's absolutely over. I mean, it's there's not even a question that it's over, and I don't really know what anyone
else. But I
asked
the question, Ryan.
Watching. Yeah, sure. You can ask the question. I mean, do you want the psychological, emotional answer, or do you want the pure basketball answer?
Can I get both?
I have both of them paid up and ready.
Can I get both?
Okay, sure. So the pure basketball answer is this. They're just listen, I hate to give excuses to the Cavs because really at this point there's really no excuse for the loss yesterday. It was a complete debacle from coaching all the way down to all the players on the court, Strus, all of them. Ty Jerome was horrible, didn't show up to the game at all. And at the end, even the guys who were playing well completely choked that game away, all of them. And the coaching was absolutely horrendous. They're just a better basketball team right now, being Indiana. And this thing about the Cavs being tired out or whatever—I mean, yeah, they're you know short-manned a little bit with all the injuries. But the Pacers are playing just as many minutes as the Cavs are, and the Pacers are coming off a tougher series in round one than the Cavs were, where they went four games and just blew the doors off Miami. Now they're playing a real team, and their heart is being tested, and their toughness is being tested. And the problem with that is that they don't have it. They don't have it. Wait, real quick.
I'll meet you on a lot of things. How do you watch that game last night and say they don't have heart? Down three of your six best players. Donovan putting up 48. Max Strus giving you 23 points. Like where did you see that they didn't have heart?
It's not the game, Ryan. That like afterwards, Jay Williams can say they were uninterested and they were lazy defensively because it just wasn't the case.
Ryan, if we stop that game at 47 minutes, I guarantee you the only thing people are talking about today is the heart of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yeah, but you can't stop it at 47 minutes. The most important part of it was the last 47 seconds. And that's where they completely and totally folded. I mean, there were so many ridiculous things that happened at the end of the game that were completely inexcusable. That it's just you can place the blame anywhere because it's available to you from top to bottom.
Ryan,
you know, I don't really know what it's about Cleveland or Cleveland sports teams, but I predict these things well before they even happen. All my friends get mad at me because I tell them during the whole game. Watch, I can see it coming. It's coming. There's no killer.
I know who you are, Ryan. You're Randy Quaid from Major League Two. You're the guy who's so jaded. And dude, and I thank you for the call. We're not running off because you say something different than us. We're kind of at the end here. We wanted to give you the full shot clock. I said that one right today. I just like this is not a woe is me moment, man. And I really listen. Maybe it's because I lived through the time where the Browns, Cavs, and Indians were bad at the same time, and there was no hope for the playoffs, let alone the hope was talk to me in 2 years when Grady Sizemore comes up. I don't know how we do the woe is me thing anymore. We've won a championship. I know it was a decade ago. That's more recent than a fair amount of people that aren't in Boston, LA, or Miami have. We've won a championship recently. The Guardians have been deep into the playoffs. With a playoff series win two of the last 3 years. Like, the Browns have actually won a playoff game in this decade. Like, I get it. Like, last night stunk. But, I can see it coming. They're going to blow it. Come on. Like this self pity stuff.
I don't think people had that in
mindset.
That's
exactly what Ryan was saying.
Up until the injuries happened, and I think when the injuries happened, and the thing is, people watched that game. I mean, you had to have had some thought late in the fourth quarters. It looked like the Pacers were charging back. That this was not going to go our way.
Well, but I didn't go, oh, here we go again. Like, it's just, I just think we should be beyond that by now. I think we've had so many good things in the last 10 years in Cleveland. I know this is ingrained in our DNA. We've had so many good things happening. This is a non-LeBron Cavs team that is really damn good, that plays, by the way, plays ethical basketball the way we want it to. Like, they're so uncommon from every other team in the NBA who mails it in 90% of the time. The Guardians organization, God help them, they're in the playoffs every other year and winning a playoff series every other year. Like, they're going to blow
it. I don't love being the victim. That's not it. But I do have an understanding of fans that in 3 days, you watch this whole entire season be way different than what you thought it was going to be.
And maybe it's just because I have too much faith that this series isn't over. But I mean, I'm going to continue to say this one phrase, and I don't love saying it because now I feel like a cliche. Let's act like we've been here before. Let's see how game 3 goes, and we'll go from there. Steve Ashburner, NBA.com. We'll get his thoughts on whether the series is over and whether it was a Pacers comeback or Cavalier collapse in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.